he decided to start a men's glee club, which hadn't existed up to that time. And he got sort of a ragtag group of kids that wanted an easy A, and he advertised it as, come get an easy A, and I'm going to start a men's choir. Kids that probably were close to dropping out of school, geeks of non-musical geeks of various sorts, and one of the people was a Down syndrome kid, who, because of that, found himself on the short end of unfortunate things that people would say about him, and so he sort of kept his head low as a person, but it was hard because he had a big voice and a sort of a big personality, and he was in the men's choir, the men's glee club. And I watched my teacher, I was the accompanist for that group, sang along with them. I watched him sort of build this unlikely coalition of kids there. And then at one point he asked this person, he said, so do you want to sing a solo on this song? And the guy did. Now here's somebody who wouldn't put himself out ordinarily, but in this situation, he went out there. It wasn't the most beautiful solo at all, but it brought the house down because he sang with courage and he sang with passion and everybody saw it. And I think people saw him differently from then on because they saw those characteristics, that even though he didn't have the greatest voice, he loved to sing and he had the courage to do what most people wouldn't have done if they found themselves the butt of jokes. And I think it changed his life and he was more confident from then on and the school treated him differently. It was a lesson for all of us, and it was the music teacher who saw the possibility of that being there.